1508,
I got your request info. How can I help?
Dispatch, I'm getting ready to leave. I got somebody who wants to bring on board a 32-gallon garbage can full of garbage.
Well, I probably wouldn't want that on my bus. If it's full of garbage, I don't even think it'll fit on the bus, I would imagine, correct?
Well, she's dragging around out there. It's got, like, bottles and cans and some bags on top. It's not, like, sewage or anything. It's just their belongings, and they don't have a buggy. They're using a garbage can to drag around. So I just want to know what you want me to do before I give them the verdict.
All right, copy that. Well, I mean, we don't have a specific rule items like that. The generally rule is if they can get it on the bus, it's not smelly, they're able to keep it out of the aisleway, they're able to keep a hold of it, not rolling around in the bus. That's kind of our protocol, if they can keep it. You know, that's kind of a judgment call that you have to make. I'm not really out there to see it. So I would kind of assess what's in the garbage can. I would assess, you know, if it seems to be a certain few odoriferous service, if they can't get it on the bus. You certainly can tell them they can't bring it on the bus if you can't fit it on the bus. And if they can't keep it safe, they can't keep a hold of it, and that kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
Copy. I'll just look what's inside of it. If it's okay, I'll let them bring it on.
All right, copy that. And, you know, they'll probably have to keep it in the priority seating area to keep it out of the aisleway because they can't block the aisle. Again, if you need the priority seating for something else, then you're going to have to, they're going to have to be willing to remove it.
Copy that, dispatch.
All right, you have a great day out there at 1728.